High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball, the Lou Platt Conference second-round tournament basketball game. The Adams Central boys hosting Gibbon here tonight. And Zach Foster joins us on the pregame show, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Okay, Coach, the basketball team comes off the loss last week to Hastings High with a nice win over at Lexington last week, and that was a good bounce back by your club.
Definitely. You never know how you're going to respond when you come off a loss, but I think we have some good kids that have some high goals for our team and some good leadership, and so I expected us to play well. Early, we didn't play defensively probably as well as we wanted, and they hit some shots. And so it was a game at the quarter. I think it was 19-18. We were up one. But then we kind of settled down defensively and played a little bit better. And then the ball went in the hole, and that obviously helps. I mean, I think we hit 11 threes against Lex, and we hit three of them against Hastings. And so that obviously changes a little bit of the game.
30-point second quarter, Coach, in that game at Lexington last week, and that gets you a pretty good halftime lead, and you go on and win it from there. But if you can score 30 points in a quarter, you're in great shape. The offense really clicking there. You kind of got your legs under you after the first quarter when they made it close?
Well, even in the first quarter, we had 19. I mean, so we scored it really well throughout the game. And Lexington has struggled. We understand that. But they are athletic. I mean, they have some kids that are pretty decent athletes. And we really shared the ball. We ran. We got some easy shots in transition. And Brady got going. That obviously helps our offense when he can hit some shots on the outside. Opens everything else up for us.
And I know you wanted to play better defense, and you did the rest of the game, giving up 18 in the first quarter. They keep it close. But the defense has certainly got better as the rest of the game went on.
Yeah, and we know, and we've talked about it after all season, after all the games, that if you want to win any of these games from here on out, you better be able to play on the defensive end, because we're playing some great teams this next 4 weeks. And if we want to reach any of the goals we've set for ourselves, it's got to be a continual improvement on the defensive end.
Okay, the conference tournament is this week, and the first action for Adams Central tonight taking on Gibbon. We're going to talk about the Buffaloes and the Patriots in specifics after this timeout on this evening's pregame show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament second-round game, the Adams Central Patriots and the Gibbon Buffaloes. On our pregame show, Zach Foster is with us, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Okay, Coach, it's Gibbon tonight. They win last night 60-38 over Centura in kind of the play into the second-round game. They're the seventh seed. You're the second seed. You defeated this ball club 59-38 back in December. What about that basketball game? You had control of it pretty much all the way through?
Well, early we came out, and that was the first game this year where somebody junked Brady. They went like a tee and chaser on him, and that was difficult for our team to adjust to, but we had some kids come in, hit some shots, so they kind of had to get out of it. And then they don't really have any size outside of Riley Reinertsen, who's a very, very good player. He's playing like Superman recently. so when they went man, then we could go inside. And right now what they're doing is they're playing a 1-3-1. And they have Reinertsen up top, they have their best athlete on top, and everybody else just runs around, flies around, and really tries to force the tempo with you, so you can't just walk down and throw the ball inside on them. We played fairly well the first time we played them, but the biggest thing is that they're playing about four freshmen and about four sophomores, and I think they play one or two juniors. They have no seniors, and so their team has grown dramatically. I mean, every team grows throughout the season and matures, but when you're playing that many young kids, they're a different team than they were then. I believe they started off 0-5 this year, and they're 9-8 right now. So they're 6-3 in their last nine games. And so this is going to be a completely different team than we played in December.
Yeah, Coach, if people think, this is going to be easy for the Patriots tonight, it certainly is. And you say 6-3, that's true, too. Since starting 0-5, that means they're 9-3 since then, and they've won three in a row, three out of their last four. And the two games they've lost recently been by 1 and 2 points. This is a very good ball club tonight, isn't it?
Well, they are. I mean, and they understand exactly what they want to do. They have a very good scheme with their lack of size and how to make up for that. They are playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. They played Kearney Catholic, who's a rated team in C1. They played them to 1 point last week and had chances to win that game. And then obviously the key for them is they just have a superstar. I mean, Riley Reinertsen is only a sophomore, but he is dynamic. And you look at his last three games, he had 38, 31, 24. I think he had around 30 last night. He just can change the game. I mean, his range is exponential. I mean, he can pull from 25, 26 feet, and it's a good shot for him. So when you have a player like that, it just changes the dynamics of the game, I think.
The first game, Reinertsen has 19 points, 12 rebounds against the Patriots, but the Patriots have three in double figures in that victory. Okay, how do you counteract Mr. Reinertsen, and what do you have to do defensively? Is that going to be the key tonight?
Well, I think that's the number one key, yes, is because when you look at most of the games, like last week when they had 57 against Wood River, he had 38 of their 57. I mean, he's scoring around 70% of their offense, and even if he doesn't get a shot from the field, he's getting turnovers and creating layups for his teammates. And so I think on the offensive end, he's got to take care of the ball against their pressure. I do think they're going to come out and play 1-3-1 and try to trap everywhere. So we just have to have our guards especially make plays, be solid with the ball, do what we're capable of doing. And on the defensive end, you just got to challenge everything he does. You just got to, put your best defenders on him, and you got to make him work. And you just got to challenge him. Get a hand all the time. Don't give him any free looks. And when he makes it, you just tip your hat because he's going to make some shots. We're not going to come in and shut him out. I don't think we have any, illusions we're going to do that. We just got to make him work for everything he gets.
This is the conference tournament now. We're into this week. And, of course, the team who wins tonight in these games tonight guarantee themselves two more games this week. And, obviously, your guys and everybody wants to get all the way through the rest of the week and play in that championship game. So everybody really is 0-0 starting tonight, aren't they, Coach? So this is a basketball game. You got to go out and be ready to play, don't you?
Yeah, and that was how we finished practice yesterday. We talked about everybody's record is 0-0 in tournament play, and you better earn – whatever you get, you have to earn. And that, that December game, winning by 20 or whatever you won, doesn't matter. You're not going to show up tonight and be up at 19 to start the tip. You got to go earn every possession tonight.
Because this is a week where you can kind of prepare for district and sub-district. Tournament time then, it's tournament time now, and you got to play a good number of games this week, too. You hope you're playing three. And so it's good preparation for the end of the season, too, but you have to keep preparing for that end of the season, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And I don't know who would have a tougher schedule in our state than we have in this, district preparation time. When you look at the possibility of going Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, coming back, playing St. Cecilia, Ravenna, Pierce, Kearney Catholic. I mean, that's a tough, tough stretch. And we've talked about it all year, though, that we think our sub-district is probably as tough as there is in the state, too. So there are no more easy games. We talked about that after Lexington. I mean, every game now, if you want to be successful, you better do the mental preparation before the game, and you better show up and be ready to work.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight. We hope it's a good long week for Adams Central. Thank you very much, and good luck this evening.
Thank you.
That's Zach Foster, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament basketball is coming up here on 1230 KHAS Radio. It's Adams Central and Gibbon. That's up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Adams Central Patriots Gym and high school basketball here tonight for you on 1230 KHAS Radio.
It's the second round of the Lou Platte Conference Boys Basketball Tournament, and the Adams Central Patriots tonight hosting the Gibbon Buffaloes in this second round game, with the winner moving on to a Friday night semifinal game. For the loser, this tournament will be over, and they'll be preparing for the rest of the basketball season next week. So it's Adams Central and Gibbon Boys High School Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you this evening here tonight between Adams Central and Gibbons Boys here this evening. These two teams met as we talked with Coach Zach Foster on the pregame show earlier this season. It was the final game before the Christmas break for Adams Central. They defeated the Gibbon Buffaloes 59-38 in Gibbon. The Patriots jumped out to a 14-5 first quarter lead, led 28-12 at halftime, and went on to win 59-38. Brady Baird with 15, Christian Hobson with 12, Adam Hunt with 12 in that game for the Patriots. Riley Reinertsen had 19 points and 12 rebounds for the Buffaloes in that game. That basketball game for Adams Central was one of their wins this year. The Patriots are 13-3 on the year. Adams Central has won 8 of its last 9, including last Thursday's win at Lexington, 78-44. So Adams Central 13-3 on this basketball season. They average 58 points a game. They give up just a shade under 44 points per game. Now, the Gibbon Buffaloes, they're the 7th seed in this tournament this week. Of course, 10 teams in the Lou Platte Conference. The Buffaloes are the 7th seed. Adams Central is the number 2 seed. Last night, Gibbon defeated Centura in this first-round game, 60-38, as Riley Reinertsen had around 30 last night for the Buffaloes in that victory. And you're going to hear a lot from Mr. Reinertsen. Riley Reinertsen, the third Reinertsen brother to play for their father and coach, Paul Reinertsen. Riley's a 6'3 sophomore, and he has been at or above the 30-point mark in the last 4 games, and more than that during this basketball season. He averages 24 points a game, 10 rebounds, 4.7 assists, 3.9 steals, and 1.6 rebounds per game. So Reinertsen is the man for the Buffaloes, and he's only a sophomore. A very young Gibbon team, no seniors on the club. But this ball club started 0-5, but since then, they're 9-3. They've won their last 3, including the win over Centura last night. They have won 3 in a row, 5 out of 6. They're 9-3 after starting the season 0-5. Their overall record is 9-8. In their last 2 losses, they lost by 2 points to Donovan Trumbull, 50-48, and 1 point to Kearney Catholic, 55-54. So this has the makings of being a dandy here tonight. Adams Central and Gibbon, second round of the Lou Platte Conference Boys High School Basketball Tournament this week. Adams Central 13-3, the Gibbon Buffaloes at 9-8 on the year. It's time for the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The starting lineups for the visitors from Gibbon, the Buffaloes: Paul Reinertsen is the head basketball coach. Ryan Milks, a 5'11" sophomore, 7.7 points, 2.7 rebounds, 3.1 assists for Ryan Milks. Dakota Kenton will start. He's a 5'11" sophomore, 2.8. 24 points a game, 10 rebounds per contest. Luke Schuster, the 5'9" junior, averages 7.3 points, 2.7 rebounds, and just under 3 assists per game. And Nick Fulmer, a 5'8" junior, averages 2.3 points and 1.8 rebounds per season, per game. So it's Milks, Reinertsen, Kenton, Fulmer, and Schuster for the Gibbon Buffalo. The Adams Central Patriots will start their usual 5 of Christian Hodson, 6'6" senior, Jake Fowler, a 5'11" junior, Brady Baird, a 6'2" senior, Adam Hunt, a 6'3" senior, and Matt Brown, the 6'3" junior for the Patriots. Barrett averaging 17 points, 3.6 rebounds. Christian Hodson, 8 points a game, 6.8 rebounds. Matt Brown, 6.6 points per game, 4.8 rebounds. Adam Hunt, 7.5 points per game, 3.5 rebounds. And Jake Fowler, 6 points per game, 3.4 rebounds per contest for Fowler. And again tonight, the Patriots playing without Blake Overmiller and Jesse Ackerman, 2 usual starters and 2 of the keys to this ball club. The school disciplinary action, and they have not played in the last 3, will not play again tonight. So Matt Brown and Adam Hunt get the start for Adams Central tonight. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. It's Adam Central and Gibbon Boys High School Basketball, second round of the Lupot Conference Tournament. We'll be back with the first quarter play-by-play in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Patriots Gym. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. Adam Central and Gibbon, second round of the Lupot Conference Boys Tournament. We're going to have the playing of our national anthem by the Adam Central Pep Band. And the playing of our national anthem by the Adams Central Pep Band. The Patriots coming in 58 points a game. They give up 44. Gibbon scores at 42 points a clip. They give up 51.6. Buffaloes turn it over 12 times a game. Their opponents 16. Patriots 13 turnovers a game. And they force 16 on the other end. Out they come. And this should be a dandy if you're driving around wondering maybe you should come up and watch some basketball. We'll come out here to Adams Central. It's the Patriots and the Buffaloes. And this should be a good one. With a lot of good athletes on the floor tonight, and we're ready to begin with Christian Hassan jumping center against Dakota Kent. The Patriots will win the tip easily there. Reinerson does not jump center, one of the few things he doesn't do for the Buffaloes. And the Buffaloes will be on defense, and they're going to pick the Patriots up at the center court. They're going to play a 1-3-1 zone, pick up the Patriots at center court. Fowler into the front court to Barrett. He's double-teamed there. This may be the defense the Patriots play, too. Barrett long cross-court pass to Adam Hunt. Hunt will take a 15-footer. Will roll off there. No good. Offensive rebound by Matt Brown. Shot up short. No good. The rebound out of there by Nick Fulmer for Gibbon. Gibbon not very tall. Reinerson only is 6'3", the tallest player. He has the basketball. Gives it up to Fulmer. We'll see what kind of defense the Patriots. Adam Hunt is going to start man-to-man on Riley Reinerson, and the Patriots are in a man-to-man defense. But the ball's Nick Fulmer. Fulmer to Ryan Milks in the corner now. To Reinerson, pass back out to Luke Schuster. He gets to the baseline. It's bumped there and fouled by the Patriots' Jake Fowler. So we're just underway. No score. Adams Central and Gibbon. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and at HastingsLink.com. Buffaloes to inbound on the non-shooting foul situation. They mounted on the near sideline, and it goes off the hand of Reinerson and out of bounds in the first turnover on the Gibbon Buffaloes in this game. It'll be Adams Central basketball. So the Patriots will have Fowler controlling the ball, gets to the timeline, passes in the backcourt to Adam Hunt, crosses that timeline. Now Gibbon will converge, and they give it to Fowler between the rings. Patriots will work against this zone defense. Hunt with the ball inside to Brown. The Patriots with a couple of big fellas inside with Hodson and Brown have the decided height advantage, and there's a travel on Adam Hunt. First turnover on the game on the Patriots. So one apiece. We're still scoreless. 6:48 to go in period number one, and the blue and black. The Gibbon Buffaloes, and they're traveling black with the purplish-blue trim and the blue numerals for the Buffaloes. Reinerson with the ball, triple-team, gives it up to Fulmer underneath. The shot going to be put up, going to be blocked there by Brown. The shot was blocked there by Matt Brown, gives it to Adam Hunt, and Hunt double dribbles the ball. Another turnover on the Patriots. That's their second. Ball back to Gibbon. So the block there, and the Patriots get the basketball, but they turn it over for the second consecutive trip down the floor, so we're still scoreless. The Patriots now will pick up at the timeline, so both teams going to play a little zone, try to get zone traps here, and there's a traveling violation on Ryan Milks. So each team turning it over twice, and maybe the first tournament game jitters for the Patriots, and Gibbon turned it over a couple times also. They did play last night, so they're be trying to find their legs. There's a pass to Matt Brown. Patriots basketball, we're still scoreless. Inside to Hodson. He will turn, shoot, and score. Christian Hodson with the 6-6 frame scores the first bucket of the game for the Patriots. The Patriots will have a decided height advantage and will try to get that ball inside the way it looks. Gibbon with the basketball, shot put up off the glass, and good this time by Ryan Milks. Milks with the field goal, and we're tied at 2. With 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Fowler to Hunt. Hunt for Adam Semple into the front court to Fowler. Jake with it. Pass deflected by Reinerson, picked off there and picked up by Luke Schuster. Turnover on Adam Semple. That's their third. And in the corner, and it's bounced off Brady Barrett and out of bounds. So Gibbon saves it. Luke Schuster bounced that ball off Brady Barrett, and it'll be Gibbon basketball. Mark Brown will come in, a 6'4" junior, the twin brother of Matt. He replaces his brother Matt. So Mark Brown in, Matt Brown to the bench. For Adam Central with 5:34 to go. We're tied at 2. Pass underneath is Reinerson. He will shoot, shot short, gets his own rebound, fakes, shoots, and scores. Reinerson with his first field goal. And again, he's been over the 30-point mark on more than one occasion this year. There's his first, and he deflects the pass, gets the steal. Patriots turn it over. Steal Reinerson. Front court pass is too wide of Brian Milk. And the Buffaloes turn it over for the third time, and Zach Foster and Adam Central once and get a timeout with 5:19 to go, first quarter. Gibbon 4, Adam Central 2. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. Adam Central has also sent in Latham Smith, a 6-foot sophomore, his first appearance for Adam Central. And the Patriots have Hunt and Fowler, Barrett, Schmidt, and Hodson on the bench. So both Brown brothers now on the bench for Adam Central. Patriots ball. They trail by 4, 4-2. Schmidt with it to Fowler. Ethan Schmidt, a pretty good three-point shooter, takes one from the corner in the air, rolls out of there, no good. The long rebound grabbed by Reinerson in the front court on the break is Milks. Ryan Milks shoots and scores on the break. Milks with 4. Reinerson with 2. 6-2 Gibbon. Again, this is a good ball club, Gibbon. They've won 9 out of their last 12 after starting 0-5. And Cordy Schmidt will take another 3 from the corner. This one's in the hole. Latham Schmidt, 6-5, Gibbon. So Schmidt in there to work against this trapping zone. Free for a couple of times for 3s. Makes 1 out of 2. And Cordy Fulmer. Fulmer to Schuster takes the 3. Rolls out of there. No good. The rebound to Christian Hodson. The Patriots should control the boards. Reinerson plays the top of this zone, so he's not underneath the rebound. Barrett along, three's going to be off the iron, no good. Hodson rebounds and scores. That one bounces to Christian Hodson, gets the field goal. Adam Semple back on the lead, 7-6. In the front court, it's Ryan Milks. Milks to Schuster in the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Shot put up, blocked by Hodson. Shot put up by Kendon. It was blocked by Christian Hodson, and the Buffaloes can't save it out of bounds. Checking in, Ryan Newyear, a 6-foot sophomore for Gibbon. Going out is going to be Dakota Kenton. So Ryan Newyear, who averages about a point a game and 1.7 rebounds, the first substitution for the Buffaloes. 7-6 Adams Central. We are halfway through the first period of play. Schmidt in the corner, cross court to Hunt. In the corner, all alone, Barrett for 3. In the air, going to be off there, no good. Tipped around and grabbed in the lane there by Ryan Milks. Milks for the Buffaloes to Reinerson. Front court pass to Schuster. Takes a 16-footer in the air. Off there, no good. Rebound by Fowler. Fowler, outlet pass to Hunt. Adam Hunt will run into the scoring zone to our right here to Schmidt. Latham slows it up. Now to Fowler. Jake Fowler with it. Gives up his dribble underneath to Hodson. All alone, puts it up and scores. No answers inside for Christian Hodson. He's 6'6". And nobody more than 6'3 for the Buffaloes. And that 6'3 player, Reinerson, plays the top of the zone. So Hodson's had a field day so far, driving, putting up the shot is Fulmer. Shot no good, the rebound Hodson. to Barrett. Barrett now front court to Fowler. In the corner to Adam Hunt. Back to Jake Fowler. 9-6, Adam Central to Hunt. Back to Fowler against this 1-2-2 zone. Now Barrett for three. Off there, no good. Rebound by Reinertsen. Reinertsen gets the rebound for Gibbon. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Long pass underneath, just tipped and deflected by Hodson. On the floor they go. Schmidt on the floor along with Nick Fulmer. Alternate possession on this jump ball. It'll stay with the Gibbon Buffaloes. Matt Brown checks back in for Adams Central. And Garrett Stroh, a 5'11 freshman, in for Gibbon. Tyler Kierkegaard checks in, a 6'1" junior for Adams Central. Brady Barrett's first rest. So it's Kierkegaard, Fowler, Schmidt, Hunt, and Matt Brown for Adams Central, leading 9-6 here. Luke Schuster with the basketball. Again, the winner guarantees themselves a two more games in this tournament as they play for the championship and consolation on Saturday. Reinertsen for three around the screen, and it's good. Nothing but net there. Five for Reinertsen. We're tied at nine. He comes off that screen that time and scores on the three-pointer. Five for Reinertsen. Four for Milks. 9-9 tie. Hunt front court to Fowler. Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Bounce pass inside to Matt Brown. Double team there. Back out to Fowler. They work against this Gibbon zone. Fowler, the pass to Hunt. Corner to Schmidt. Back to Adam Hunt. Again to Schmidt. To Hunt, to Fowler, working against this 1-3-1 zone for the Buffaloes. With Reinertsen at the top of the zone. Hunt will step up, take the three. Bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound, shot up and good by Matt Brown. Matt Brown with the offensive board and score. The Patriots owning the boards. They've had second chance opportunities. They score there off of it. Matt Brown, front court pass now to Milks. Milks to Schuster for Gibbon. Man-to-man Patriot defense. They try to trap. Dribbling out of that trap, pass underneath. It's going to be deflected. They go to the floor, jump ball call and a whistle on the end line. Kierkegaard was there. He was on the floor, and he was out of bounds, touching the basketball. It'll be Gibbon basketball. So no jump ball there. Tyler was just out of bounds on the end line. Throwing it in is going to be Ryan Milks for Gibbon. 11-9, Adams Central, 1:41 to go. Period to number one. Milks tries an inbound, does in the lane. And now into the corner, shot for three, rolls out of there, no good by Garrett Stroh, the rebound to Adams Central. Front court, it's Fowler. Jake Fowler for the Patriots. Bounce pass now to Hunt. Hunt into the lane, lost control of the ball and traveled. Another turnover in Adams Central. And Brady Barrett going to check in for the Patriots. With 1:26 to go, he comes in for Adam Hunt. Ryan Bruna, first appearance for the Patriots. Bruna is a 5'11 senior, his first appearance. Lathan Schmidt goes out. So Bruna's on the floor with Matt Brown, Jake Fowler, Tyler Kierkegaard, and Brady Barrett for Adams Central. 1:23 to go, first quarter, 11-9 Patriots. Been close all the way. This team has had the lead. The Patriots now lead it by two. Barrett now playing defense on Reinertsen. Roddy Reinertsen behind the three-point arc. Will stop and pop for three in the air. Off the back iron, no good. Kierkegaard grabs the basketball. Remember, no seniors on this basketball team for the Buffaloes. Very young, but they're playing really well. Pass underneath from Fowler to Brown. He spins, tries to put it up. Reverse layup is no good, tipped around. Grabbed in the corner by Luke Schuster, knocked away from him, but a foul going to be called on Adams Central's Matt Brown. Patriots foul in the backcourt, a non-shooting situation with 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. 11-9, Adams Central, the Buffaloes will play it in right in front of their bench, and Paul Reinertsen, the coach, inbound it to Luke Schuster. Schuster for the Buffaloes into the scoring zone. To Ryan Milks, to Reinertsen. Reinertsen, left wing pass now to Stroh. Garrett Stroh with the basketball to Schuster. Patriots in a man-to-man defense. Reinertsen top of the key. Schuster goes to his right to Reinertsen. Long three behind the arc. In and out of there. No good. Tipped by the Patriots. Grabbed by Bruna to Kierkegaard. Two on two. Kierkegaard to Barrett. He heads for the hoop. 15-footer from the baseline. Rolls in the hole. First bucket for Brady Barrett. Patriots with their biggest lead, 13-9. 20 seconds to go. Driving is Milks. Blocked away by Matt Brown out of bounds. So Brown with the block there, goes out of bounds. It'll be Gibbon basketball. And Matt Brown comes up a little slow. Got the wind knocked out of him, but he will go to the bench. Along with Jake Fowler, first breather for Fowler's Mark Brown and Adam Hunt back in. Gibbon Buffaloes to play it in to the left of their basket underneath it on the baseline. Ryan Milks to toss it in. 13-9 Adams Central. Inbounded to Stroh. He will drive. Shot blocked by Mark Brown, but he is called for the foul. Garrett Stroh takes the inbounds pass, got it on the baseline, and Brown had to foul from behind. to prevent the layup into the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Garrett Stroh. 14 seconds to go, first quarter, 13-9 Patriots, up and good by Stroh. First free throw of the night by either team, 13-10 Adams Central. Lathan Schmidt back in for the Patriots. Christian Hodson back in for Adams Central. Mark Brown goes out, and Ryan Brunacek's out. 13-10 in favor of the Buffaloes. In favor of the Patriots, as Garrett Stroh will try his second free throw. This one's up, and it is good. Makes them both, and it's 13-11 Adams Central. Again, the makings of a dandy here tonight, second round Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Could very easily be a semifinal or a championship matchup here. These two teams are playing good basketball. Schmidt for three. In the hole, Lathan Schmidt for three more. He has six, and that's the end of the first quarter. Adams Central with their biggest lead at five. After one, the Patriots 16, Gibbon 11. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com. One quarter in the book, second round, Lou Platt Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Adams Central 16, Gibbon 11, biggest lead of the night for the Patriots. We were tied at 2. Gibbon had the lead at 6-2. They had a four-point lead. Patriots lead it by 5. Two big threes in that first quarter by Lathan Schmidt off the bench as the Patriots threw up some threes against this 1-3-1 zone, had some open looks. He had 6. Christian Hodson had 6. Two apiece for Brady Barrett and Matt Brown. Riley Reinerson with 5 for the Buffaloes, 4 for Ryan Milks, 2 free throws for Garrett Stroh. 16-11 Patriots. Adam Hunt comes out for Adams Central. Matt Brown, Christian Hodson, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler. Riley Reinerson, Luke Schuster, Ryan Milks, Garrett Stroh for the Buffaloes, and Jared Dorzinski will start under the baseline. Reverse layup is good by Matt Brown. Matt Brown with the number 50 Brown scoring in that reverse layup. 18-11 Patriots. Patriots with pressure at the timeline, but the Buffaloes cross it. They have it to Milks, deep on the right wing. Adams Central tries to get a trap. Can't trap Milks. Back out to Reinerson. Lost control. Now he's double-teamed. Dribbles it out of there to Schuster. Passes to Schuster. Luke with the ball. Adam Hunt now will go man-to-man on Reinerson. The Patriots will be in a man-to-man, so Adam Hunt with the assignment in the second quarter. Stroh in the lane. 12-footer off there. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Matt Brown. Brown for the Patriots to Jake Fowler. 18-11. Adams Central with the lead. Barrett with it. Double-teamed in the corner. Long cross-court pass to Adam Hunt. In the corner to Matt Brown. Fakes the three, drives, puts up the shot, rolls off, no good. Christian Hodson rebound, shot, no good. Another offensive rebound, Hodson, and he's whacked in the play as he goes back up again. Luke Schuster with the foul. First foul of the game on the Buffaloes as the Patriots with the lead here, 18-11. Christian Hodson to shoot two. Adams Central, 50% shooting from the floor in the first quarter, 27% for Gibbon. Free throw by Hodson's off, no good. 6 rebounds for the Buffaloes, 9 for Adams Central, 5 turnovers on Adams Central, 2 on Gibbon. Hodson misses the first of 2. Out of the game now is Jared Dorzinski, and back in is Dakota Kent. He started the first quarter and comes back in the second quarter. Christian Hodson to shoot his second free throw. This one's up, and this one's long, no good. Patriots controlling the boards, but Adams Central misses 2 free throws there. They lead at 18-11. We're early in period number 2. Garrett Stroh, front court for the Buffaloes, to Ryan Milks. Milks to Kenton. Bounce pass to Schuster near the timeline. Adams Central with the man-to-man defense, and they're trying to force the Buffaloes away from the bucket. Adam Hunt following Riley Reinerson all over the floor, and Hunt's going to be in for a workout. There's Milks. Milks to Schuster. Adams Central with good man-to-man defense here. And there's a whistle, and there's a push on the Patriots. I think this one's going to be on Adam Hunt. A little too close that time to Mr. Riley Reinerson, so a foul on Hunt. Mark Brown will check in for Adam Central. The Patriots send out Mark Brown, and they'll be on defense here. 6:20 to go in this second quarter. It's 18-11 in favor of Adam Central. They have a stoppage here. It looks like they have somebody in the Patriot bench maybe needing some assistance. No, they're going to send the teams to the benches. Sure exactly why, but both teams, the benches, and someone a little blood coming from the nose. They're going to try to get that stop. I think one of the Patriots. Coach Foster's out there mopping it up for Adams Central. So we had a little blood there, so we had to get that off the floor. And teams at their benches getting a little instruction from the coaches while Coach Foster, the head coach of the Patriots, is out there trying to take care of some of this blood. I believe one of the Patriots got a nosebleed here. I don't know if that was how that occurred, but trying to get the floor cleaned up here. Adams Central leads 18-11. Patriots with a 16-11 lead after the first quarter. The winner of this one goes to the semifinals on Friday. They'll play the winner of tonight's Kearney Catholic Loup City game. Now, the boys' part of the tournament, the second round, is tonight also, along with the girls. The Adams Central girls are playing at this moment at Ravenna in the second round after the Lady Patriots defeated Gibbon last night 52-35. Hope to have a score on that game before you when it is over. And the Adams Central girls and Ravenna's girls, the semifinals for the girls are Thursday. The boys are Friday. The championship and consolation games are all Saturday. All the semifinals and finals at St. Paul. So far, Adams Central's done a good job defensively in this game, and they've controlled the boards. 9 rebounds to 6 in that first quarter, but an offensive rebounds there, telling story for the Patriots. Now the blood's cleaned up. We're ready to go. Buffalo's basketball inbounded to Garrett Stroh. Stroh to the baseline. Pass back out to Luke Schuster. Jake Fowler with the defense there for Adams Central. Luke with the basketball. Schuster gets a screen, goes around it, gets another screen, doesn't get the shot, gives it up to Reinerson. Reinerson will stop, gives up the basketball, and throws it away to Barrett. Went up and they passed the ball as he headed for the hoop. It's Barrett, and he scores. So turnover on the Buffaloes results in a basket by Brady Barrett at the other end of the floor and a timeout. Paul Reinerson of Gibbon with 5:56 to go, second quarter. We'll take a break. It's Adams Central with their biggest lead. The Patriots 20, the Buffaloes 11, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
20-11. We have the basketball in for the Buffaloes. Luke Schuster gives up that basketball to Milks. Top of the key now to Schuster. A bounce pass now to Dakota Kenton. Kenton to Reinerson. Reinerson double team there by the Patriots. Pass inside now to Kenton in the lane. Shot put up going to be short. No good. The rebound by Stroh, throws up the left-handed shot. No good. The rebound by Fowler. Good interior defense by the Patriots. Fowler drives through a couple of players but loses control of the basketball. Turnover the Patriots. Luke Schuster comes out of there with it. He will drive. Put up the shot. Going to be no good, but a blocking foul called on Adam Hunt of Adams Central. So a two-shot situation coming up for Luke Schuster. The Patriots just dominating with their height and size on the boards, and the Buffaloes not getting good looks inside. And there's the free throw up and no good by Schuster. He misses his first. Christian Hodson back in for the Patriots. Now Lathan Schmidt will check in. Mark Brown goes out. Adam Hunt goes out. Hunt has two fouls now. So it's Matt Brown, Christian Hodson, Lathan Schmidt, Jake Fowler, and Brady Barrett. 20-11. Pacers' second free throw by Schuster's no good. The rebound to Matt Brown. Bradham Central now to Jake Fowler. 20-11 Patriots. Fowler front court. Fowler with it. Throws a pass into the corner to Lathan Schmidt. Schmidt with the ball. Back out to Barrett between the rings. Brady Barrett. Pass underneath. The lob to Hodson is a little bit too high. Christian can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover Patriots. Back in for the Buffaloes. Well, first time in. Freshman 5'11". T.J. Hilker in there. So T.J. Hilker checks in for the Buffaloes. 4:52 to go. First half. 20-11 Patriots. Front court with the basketball is Dakota Kenton. Kenton now to Luke Schuster for Gibbon. To Reinertsen. Reinertsen double team. Passes to Stroh. Stroh in the corner now to Schuster. Drives. Puts up a runner from five. Scoop shot up and good. Luke Schuster with the drive and score his first field goal. And it's 20-13. That's two for Schuster. Patriots by seven. Front court is Jake Fowler. Fowler for Adams Central. Pass in the corner is going to be picked off. Errant pass there, picked off by Schuster. Schuster with the steal there for the Buffaloes. Drives into the lane. Shot short, no good, but the foul on Christian Hodson of Adams Central. So Luke Schuster to the free throw line to shoot two for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and they can cut it down to five here. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Adam Hunt's going to check back in. Foul there on the Patriots. Free throw up and no good by Luke Schuster. Luke's 0-for-3 from the line. Adam Hunt in, Matt Brown out for Adams Central. Luke Schuster now will try the second. He has a field goal this quarter. He's 0-for-3 from the line. Second free throw up. This one's good. 1 out of 2 for Schuster, and it's 20-14. Patriots by a half a dozen. Fowler now to Barrett. Brady Barrett into the front court now to Fowler. Corner to Lathan Schmidt. He'll take the three in the air. Going to be off there. No good. The long rebound is grabbed there by Luke Schuster. Schuster into the front court for the Buffaloes. Lost control of it, but gives it up to Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen gets a screen. Will top pass to the left side to Stroh. Cross-court pass now to Hilker. Takes the three. Off there. No good. The long rebound is tipped and controlled by Adam Hunt. Hunt into the scoring zone. He will drive. Shot blocked by Reinertsen and out of bounds. It'll be Patriot basketball for Reinertsen with the block there. And Adam Hunt will play it in. Matt Brown back in for the Patriots. The Patriots shuffle in. Bruno Schmidt, Mark Brown playing a rotation of eight here. Schmidt goes out. And Matt Brown in. 3:43 to go in the quarter. Adam Hunt wants to play it in. Does to Jake Fowler. Fowler will take the three from the wing. Going to be off there, no good. Tipped around, and it's going to be a rebounding foul on Christian Hodson of the Patriots. That'll be his second. So Hodson over the back there. Again, Hodson 6'6". And the tallest player on the floor. He'll have to come out, though, with two fouls, and Lathan Schmidt back in for Adams Central. 3:39 to go in period number two. Seventh team foul on the Patriots, so a one-end bonus. The Gibbon Buffaloes shot. Free throw is up, off, no good. The rebound by Brown. That free throw, Dakota Kenton misses the front end of a one-and-one, and the rebound to the Patriots. Jake Fowler, front court, will stop and pop from 16. Going to be off there, no good. Too strong. Reinertsen with the rebound. Riley Reinertsen with the ball. Patriots down by six. Front court Reinertsen double team there. Behind the three-point arc will stop and pop for three. And they're going to be off the iron. No good. The long rebound out to Reinertsen. Pass to Stroh. Garrett with it. Top of the key. Hilker will travel. T.J. Hilker travels for Gibbon. The Patriots, of course, a lot of concern for Riley Reinertsen. Has only five. Had those in the first half. Got about a 25-footer that trip down the floor, and it was short. And the Patriots control, leading by six here. Adam Sutter led 20-11. The Buffaloes have scored the last three. Barrett cross-court pass to Hunt, to Fowler, to Hunt. Inside to Matt Brown, and a foul from behind, a push from behind on Dakota Kenton of the Buffaloes, only their second team foul. So the Patriots will play it in with 2:57 to go, and Tyler Kierkegaard in for his second appearance of the night. Jake Fowler goes out for Adam Central. Kierkegaard is 6'1 junior. Patriots have played a rotation of eight here. But Barrett for three on the inbounds play. He'll bounce out, no good. Offensive rebound, Matt Brown. He goes up. He's fouled on the play. And Matt Brown on the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul called on Garrett Stroh of the Buffaloes. That's his first. And Matt Brown to the free throw line to shoot two. Patriots, not a very good free throw shooting team, 55%. better than it was earlier in the season. The Browns free throw up and good. Barry, that one did, Matt. He has now scored five. Matt Brown, 44% from the line starting the night. Makes the first of two here, fouled in the act. 21-14, Adams Central. Matt Brown's second free throw is up. This one's going to be short. No good. The rebound to Reinertsen. Riley with it for the Buffaloes. The sophomore across the timeline into the scoring zone. He will head for the hoop. Puts up a runner. Scoop shot up short. No good. In the lane is Tip to Stroh. He puts up the shot. It's going to be short. Gets his own rebound. Stroh. Shot blocked by Brown. It goes inside the lane. Shot put up. Going to be no good again by the Buffaloes. Another shot put up by Reiner. Excuse me, by T.J. Hilker, and he's fouled in the play. So the Buffaloes attacking that offensive board. The Patriots can't grab it. The Buffaloes do, and they get about four shots at the hoop. They don't connect, but they'll go to the line to shoot two. They get the foul called on Adams Central. Matt Brown has two. Shot up going to be good by T.J. Hilker. The freshman makes the first of two, and it's 21-15 Adams Central. Mark Brown in for Matt Brown for Adams Central. 2:33 to go in the first quarter of play. T.J. Hilker will shoot the second for the Buffaloes. This one's up. This one's going to be good. Line driver goes down for Hilker, 21-16. Patriots lead down to five once again. Kierkegaard now to Hunt. Hunt now to Fowler. Jake still in the backcourt to Hunt. He'll cross that timeline. Buffaloes try to put on the tramp. Can't do it. To Schmidt. To Hunt. To Barrett. Barrett, 17-footer, going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound. Schmidt, he's bumped on the play. It's out of bounds off of Buffalo, and it'll be basketball to Adams Central. Going into the fourth quarter in that second round Lufide Conference girls game, Ravenna 34, Adams Central 20. That's after three quarters of play. Ravenna by 14. There's a pass tip. The steal there by Reinertsen. He tipped it. He stole it. He drives. He shoots and scores. Riley Reinertsen with his 7 points, and it's 21-18. The Patriots have only 5 points this quarter. Their lead down to three. Barrett front court to Hunt. 1:54 to go. Hunt has it tipped away, but he grabs it back. Adam Hunt is now fouled on the play. He tried to split two defenders and fouled by Luke Schuster. That's two on Luke, and the Patriots will play it in. Non-shooting situation. Jake Fowler in for Adams Central will check in. Ryan Milks will come back in. Milks in, Schuster out for the Buffaloes. Fowler in, Kierkegaard out for Adams Central. Christian Hodson back in for the Patriots. Lathan Schmidt out. Barrett, Fowler, Hunt, Mark Brown, and Christian Hodson. Riley Reinertsen out there. T.J. Hilker. Ryan Milks, Garrett Stroh, and Dakota Kenton for the Buffaloes. Fowler now to Hunt, inside to Hodson. Double team shot blocked from behind by Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen now coming from the top of that zone into the lane to give a little help defensively, and he's blocked a couple of shots. Did not do that in the first quarter, but he's come dropping down from the top of the zone to the baseline when the Patriots throw it inside and getting some help for the defense inside. Barrett lost control of it out of bounds, but it was tipped by a Buffalo. Well, Brady Barrett, who can fill it up also, averaging 17, has four tonight, and he got it knocked away as he headed for the hoop there. Three-point Patriot lead, inbound it to Fowler. Jake Fowler, pass underneath to Barrett. Nice pass there. Barrett will put up the shot. It's going to roll off, no good. Grabbed by Barrett, throws it up again. In and out, no good. Tipped out to Hodson, grabs it for Adams Central to Fowler. Jake Fowler for the Patriots. To Hunt, tip to Hunt. Inside to Mark Brown, and a whistle, and a bump from behind as Mark Brown received that basketball by the Buffaloes. And the foul going to be called, I believe, on Ryan Milks. 15 foul on the Buffaloes. It is called on, Dakota Kenton. That's his second. Patriots will throw it in once again. It's Hunt to Barrett. Inside to Mark Brown. He'll shoot and score. Nice lob underneath as the Patriots go over the top there on the pass. And Barrett to Mark Brown. Field goal, Brown, 23-18. Front court, it's Garrett Stroh. Double team there. Gives it up to Reinertsen. Reinertsen to Hilker in the corner. Milks for three in the air. Off there, no good. Long rebound is tipped to Jake Fowler. Front court to Hunt. He will drive. Put up the shot. No good. Rebound. Hodson, he shoots and scores. Christian Hodson with the offensive board. He has eight. And it's 25-18. Here's a steal by Fowler. Backcourt knocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Reinertsen. But a foul going to be called on Reinertsen. That'll be his first. And the Patriots to the free throw line in the person of Jake Fowler. So Reinertsen has moved his defense in inside the second quarter. Has a couple blocks. Got one there, but also fouled on that shot. The Patriots lead back up to 7. It was 9 earlier, down to 3. And Fowler's first free throw is good. So Jake gets his first point. Now the Patriots lead back up to 8, 26-18. Christian Hodson and Adam Hunt go out. Tyler Kierkegaard, Ryan Bruna in for Adam Central. Garrett Stroh to the bench for the Buffaloes. And Jared Dorzynski, the sophomore who played a little bit in this game, comes in for his second appearance. Jake Fowler's second free throw rolls out of there, no good. Rebound by Reinerson in the backcourt. 26-18 Patriots, 32 seconds to go, first half. Front court, it's Ryan Milks. Milks to Reinerson for the Buffaloes. Gets a screen. Long three by Reinerson is good. I mean a long three. He has 10. 26-21. Behind that screen, coming off of it, Reinerson cans the three. 17 seconds to go. Patriots will hold for the final shot. Fowler across the timeline. Timeout called by the Patriots with 11.9 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout with the score. Adams Central 26, Gibbon 21. We're back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A good one going here at Patriots Gym here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The second round of the Lou Platt Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Adams Central 26, Gibbon 21. 11.9 seconds to go in this first half. Patriots have the ball at center court. And they obviously have set up something. Inbounded in the corner to Brady Barrett. Barrett to Hunt. Inside to Hodson, tipped away from him. They go to the floor, still tipped around, grabbed by Hodson, and a whistle, and we'll see a whistle. Three players on the floor, and the Patriots had possession of the ball long enough to call a timeout with 3.8 seconds to go. So we'll keep it here during this timeout as Adams Central will have the basketball with 3.8 seconds to go. They tried to set it up inside to Christian Hodson. It was tipped away from him, and three players hit the deck, and the Patriots got control of the ball long enough to call a timeout with 3.8 seconds to go. So Adams Central has lead here 26-21, and again, we'll have the Patriots playing it in and try to get a shot off before the final buzzer here in this first half of play. Adams Central has had a 9-point lead. The Buffaloes have cut it to 3. Patriots got it back up to 8. It's down to 5 after the Reinerson 3 on the last possession down the floor for the Buffaloes. So Adams Central will come out and have the basketball and try to get a shot off here before the end of this first half. So the Patriots will play it in on the near sideline, near the Gibbon bench. Adam Hunt's going to play it in. These two teams are in the same sub-district, so remember that for later in the year. This is their second meeting, could be a third time. Hunt's going to throw it in here. He does to Fowler. With 2 seconds to go, puts up an off-balance three, going to be short. Shot put up at the buzzer, no good on the rebound by Brady Barrett. So that'll be the end of the first half of play with the score. Adams Central 26, Gibbon 21. We'll be back to talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finsky, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Adams Central Patriots Gym High School Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. We're at halftime of the second round game. This is the Lou Platt Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Adams Central leads Gibbon 26-21. This one's been pretty close all the way. The largest lead for the Patriots has been 9. The Buffalo's biggest lead was 4. Gibbon had the 4-2 lead and moved that up to 6-2 as the Buffaloes had their largest lead at 6-2. Adams Central came back to go ahead 9-6. We were tied at 9. Adams Central then outscored the Buffaloes 7-2 to end the first quarter. Adams Central led 16-11 after one quarter. The Patriots scored the first 4 of the second quarter to move to their largest lead of 9 in the first half. Adams Central 20 and Gibbon 11. But the Buffaloes then score 7 of the next 8 points and cut the Patriot lead to 21-18. Adams Central scores the next 5. They're up 26-18. And the final points of the first half, a 3-pointer by Riley Reinertsen for Gibbon, makes the score at halftime. Adams Central 26, Gibbon 21 in the game. So Adams Central being led by Christian Hodson with 8. Now the Patriots using their height inside, they're trying to get the ball inside to Hodson. They've been able to get some point blank range of shots in that first half. And with Hodson at 6'6 and Matt Brown at 6'4, Mark Brown at 6'4, Matt Brown at 6'3. So the Patriots making a conscious effort to get that ball inside in this basketball game, and they have done a pretty good job of that. They get 8 points from Christian Hodson. They get 6 from Lathan Schmidt. Schmidt had 2 threes in the first quarter of play. That was a big lift for the Patriots in that first quarter. Into the for the first half, 5 for Matt Brown, 4 for Brady Barrett, 2 for Mark Brown, and 1 for Jake Fowler. So 8 for Christian Hodson to lead the way. The Patriots with 26 first half points had 16 in the first, 10 in the second. It was an even second quarter, 10 points apiece. Adams Central outscored Gibbon 16-11 in the first quarter. Riley Reinertsen has 10. He had 5 in each quarter for the Buffaloes. Again, Reinertsen now, he averages 24 points a game, 9 rebounds. He shoots 50% from the floor, 38% from three-point range, 76% from the free-throw line. He's the real deal at the sophomore. He averages 24. He scored 10. For the most part, the Patriots have done a pretty good job. They've been playing much man-to-man on Reinertsen, but he has shot some long threes, made a couple of those as Reinertsen. His range pretty much past half-court as it is with Brady Barrett of Adams Central. Barrett, of course, no slouch himself. Brady with a 17-point average, shoots 42% from three-point range and 44 from the field overall, and a 76% foul shooter. So we have some great scores in this game and some great athletes on the floor. Reinertsen has 10 for the Buffaloes to lead the way, 4 for Ryan Milks, 3 for Luke Schuster, 2 apiece for Garrett Stroh and T.J. Hilker for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And our band, Gene Shaw, with us doing a little stats for us here this evening. In fact, doing a lot of stats. The rebounds, 21-17. So the Patriots about rebounded the Buffaloes by 4. Not as big a margin as you might think in the ball game, but 21-17. The Patriots out rebounding Gibbon. Adams Central in the first half shot the 34% from the floor, so not a great percentage by the Patriots. 50% in the first quarter, but only 24% in the second. The Buffaloes have shot only 29% from the floor, so the perimeter defense and the inside defense of these teams been pretty good tonight. Neither team shooting the ball particularly well. 5 turnovers on the Buffaloes, 9 on Adams Central in the contest. The Patriots from the free throw line, 2 of 6. The Buffaloes a 5 out of 9 in the basketball game. 5 steals for the Buffaloes, 2 for Adams Central in the first half of play. And from three-point range, Adams Central shooting 30%, and the Buffaloes shooting 40%. Reinerton's made 2 for the Buffaloes, and Schmidt has made 2 for Adams Central. But overall, neither team shooting the ball particularly well. Good defense on the floor. The Patriots out rebounding the Buffaloes by 4. And Adams Central with 4 more turnovers than the Gibbon Buffaloes in that first half of play. So Adams Central with the lead, 26-21. Again, the winner of this one will move into the semifinals on Friday night. That'll be an 8 o'clock game over in St. Paul. The winner of this one gets the winner of tonight's Kearney Catholic-Loup City game, as that game going on this evening in Kearney. And in the top part of the bracket, number 1, Ravenna, number 1, seed Ravenna, and unbeaten Ravenna taking on Wood River tonight, Donovan Trumbull, and St. Paul in the other second-round game tonight on the boys' side of things. The Adams Central girls were losing to Ravenna 34-20 after three quarters in the second-round girls' game. That's one of 4 quarterfinal games going on the girls' side of things tonight. That game over in Ravenna, Adams Central was down by 14 after three quarters of play. And we're at halftime here of this boys' second-round game in the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. It's Adams Central 26, Gibbon 21. We'll be back with the third quarter play-by-play in 2 minutes.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number 1 in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriot Gym, third quarter about to begin. Gibbon basketball, and they have Nick Fulmer on the floor to start this third quarter, along with Riley Reinerson, Luke Schuster, Ryan Milks, and Dakota Kenton. But the basketball shot for 3 from the wing is going to be good this time. Right there, Luke Schuster, he has 6. Just like that, it's a 2-point ball game. Adams Central 26-24. Jake Fowler, Brady Barrett, Mark Brown, Adam Hunt, Christian Hobson for the Patriots. Double team at the timeline by on Barrett, and a foul going to be called on the Buffaloes. The Buffaloes again pick up Adams Central at the timeline in this 1-3-1 zone. The foul, the third on Luke Schuster. That's a big one on Schuster. That's his third, 23 seconds in this third quarter. Patriots inbound. Just underway, period number 3, 26-24, Adams Central. In the corner to Hunt. Inside to Brown. He will shoot and score. Matt Brown inside gets the assist as the Patriots break down the Buffaloes. 28-24 there. Front court, Riley Reinerson. Reinerson to Schuster. Tipped away from him. Tipped in the back court. Reinerson tries to control it. Does for the Buffaloes. Pass underneath. No look pass. A dribble. A shot up and a score there. For Nick Fulmer. First field goal for Fulmer. 28-26 Patriots by 2 once again. Patriots can't come up with that loose ball, and Adams Central gets it in the front court. Fowler tries to save it. He can't on the sideline. Turnover on Adams Central. Here's a final score from Ravenna tonight in the girls' second-round game. Ravenna beats Adams Central 49-31. Ravenna 49, Adams Central 31. So the Loupland Conference tournament over for the Lady Patriots after one win and one loss. Ravenna on to the semifinals on Thursday. Gibbon can tie or go ahead this time down the floor. Now Reinerson working inside, puts up the shot short. Good defense there by Adam Hunt. The Patriots have the ball in the front court. It's Jake Fowler now to Brady Barrett. Long three from the wing. In and out, no good. Rebound by Reinerson. Patriots by two. Now Riley Reinerson moving inside with the basketball now for the Buffaloes. Garrett Stroh drive, shot short, no good. Hodson with the rebound. Out of pass to Fowler. So a quick shot there by Garrett Stroh. Pass underneath, going to be tipped out of bounds there by Nick Fulmer. So the quick hands by Fulmer tips it out of bounds. Patriot basketball. We got a good one going tonight here at Patriot Gym in the second round game. Adams Central leads by two, 6:22 to go in the third quarter. Inbounded to Jake Fowler. Fowler's 17-footer, going to bounce out, no good. Patriots still having trouble finding the mark. The rebound to Reinerson. Roddy with it for the Buffaloes. Into the front court, gets a screen. It has no shot this time. Pass underneath, nice pass by Reinerson. Field goal by Milton, we're tied at 28. The pass there by Reinerson. Tied at 28 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fowler to Hunt, to Barrett. Free throw line, dishes off to Fowler from the wing for three. Going to be off there, no good. Rebound, Reinerson. Patriots struggling from the floor. They're under 35% shooting the basketball. One out of four this quarter. Pass underneath, Reinerson now to Milks. Puts up the shot off the backboard, rolls off, no good. Rebound, Matt Brown for Adams Central. Patriots and the Buffaloes tied here at 28 with 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Fowler with it. To Brown, to Barrett, to the baseline. Stops and pops from seven. Rolls off there, no good. The rebound out of there by Fulmer. Another missed shot by the Patriots and a foul in the backcourt on Brady Barrett. Foul on the Patriots, Barrett, and the Buffaloes will play it in on the far sideline. Tyler Kirkegaard will come in for Adams Central. And going out is going to be Brady Barrett. Going to get a little rest here. We're tied at 28 with 5:16 to go in the third period of play. Lou Platt Conference second round boys contest. The winner to Friday night's semifinals in St. Paul. Ryan Milks, front court. To Reinerson. Hunt with the defense there. Top of the key three for Milks. It's going to be no good. The rebound to Jake Fowler. Fowler in the backcourt for Adams Central. We're still tied at 28. Front court pass to Hunt. Gets to the baseline. Double team there. And a whistle and a travel on the Patriots. Patriots turn it over this time down the floor. So the Patriots not hitting from the floor and turn it over this time. They've been outscored 7-2 in this third quarter. Adams Central's lead has been as large as 9. The Buffaloes have led by as many as 3. We're tied at 28. 4:45 to go in this third quarter. Front court, Garrett Stroh for the Buffaloes. To Fulmer. Left side to Reinerson. Reinerson now to Stroh. Back to Reinerson. Riley deep on the left wing. Hunt with the man-to-man defense. Patriots in the man-to-man. Reinerson gets a screen, heads for the hoop. Puts up a runner from 5, and it's good. Riley Reinerson goes to the hoop this time. And Gibbon with their first lead of the second half, 30-28. Buffaloes by 2. Patriots to the timeline with 4:16 to go in the third. To Hunt. Now to Fowler across the timeline. Buffaloes now in a 2-1-2 zone. Fowler with it to Hunt. To Fowler. Cross court to Kirkegaard. Inside to Hodson. Double team there. Spins. Knocked away. But a foul going to be called on the Buffaloes. Riley Reinerson on the floor, says the official, is the foul. So no shot attempt. Reinerson picks up his second. And it'll be the Patriots playing it in to the right of their basket, underneath that basket. And Clayton Schmidt in. Tyler Kirkegaard out. Brady Barrett in. Jake Fowler out for Adams Central. 30-28, exactly halfway through the third quarter. Schmidt inbounds to Hunt. Right side to Barrett. Inside the lane to Brown. Was all alone almost. And passes underneath to Hodson. His shot rolls off. Fulmer with the rebound for the Buffaloes. So Brown passes up the 8-footer. Pass underneath to Hodson. He was a little off balance when he took the shot. Reinerson in the front court. Gets a screen. Passes in the corner now. Shot put up by Fulmer's good. Nick Fulmer, the assist there by Reinerson. So the converging offense for Adams Central there, and Reinerson finds the open man. Patriots turn it over on the far sideline. 32-28 given, the Patriots having a bad third quarter. 5 out of 9 shooting this quarter for Gibbon. They have taken the lead 32-28, and the Patriots turn it back over to the Buffaloes. Front court, it's Stroh now to Fulmer. Right side to Milks. Milks bounce pass to Reinertsen. Long three from the wing. In the hole, nothing but net. 15 for Reinertsen. And just like that, it's a 7-point lead for the Buffaloes. 35-28, timeout. Zach Foster and Adam Central will take one with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Gibbon 35, Adam Central 28. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriot. Jim Gibbon has outscored Adam Central 14-2 in this third quarter. The Patriots 1 out of 6 from the floor. The Buffaloes have made 6 out of 10 from the floor. So the Buffaloes have stormed back from 5 down at the half. They now lead by 7 with 3:10 to go in this third quarter. Jake Fowler out for the Patriots. Adam Hunt, Brady Barrett, Christian Hodson, Lathan Schmidt coming out on the floor. Checking in Ryan Newyear for the Buffaloes. Nick Fulmer, Ryan Milks, Riley Reinertsen, and Garrett Stroh for the Buffaloes. Adam Central into the scoring zone. They face the defense of the Buffaloes. Schmidt for three in the air. Off there, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Adam Hunt. Tipped away by Reinertsen near sideline. He can't save it. And going out of bounds. The long reach, the quick hands by Riley Reinertsen. Tipped it to the far end of the floor, and Riley can't run it down to save it, and the Patriots have the ball. Down by 7 here now. Biggest lead of the night for the Buffaloes. Hunt to Schmidt. Back to Adam Hunt. To Fowler. Take the three. Top of the key. Going to be in and out. No good. In the lane. Rebounded by Barrett. Tipped away from him and grabbed by Garrett Stroh. Stroh for the Buffaloes. As the Patriots can't control it in the lane there. The Buffaloes have tightened up that interior defense. The Patriots not getting the ball inside. Behind a screen for three. Reinertsen off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. That one off the mark. Rebound Fowler all the way into the front court. He drives. Dishes to Hunt for three from the wing. Off there, no good. Rebounded on the baseline by Hodson. He saves it as he goes out of bounds to Hunt. He drives, shoots, and it goes down but will not count a foul before the shot on the Buffaloes. Ryan Newyear picks up the foul. That's his first, and the Patriots will play it in. 2:14 to go in the third. Buffaloes by 7, inbounded to Fowler. 17-footer by Jakes in the hole. Fowler with a field goal, only the second of the quarter. For Adams Central, 35-30, Buffaloes. Reinertsen to the timeline. Hunt with the defense. Cross that timeline. Reinertsen to the free throw line. Dishes underneath. Tipped away. Stolen by Barrett. So the Patriots into the scoring zone. It's Barrett. Tipped away from him, but Brady gets the ball back. Pass now to Hunt. Hunt for Adams Central. Down by 5 here to Hodson. Deep in the corner. Cross court pass down to Barrett. Long three from the wings. Going to be in the hole. Brady Barrett for 3. Barrett has 7, and it's right back to a 2-point game for the Buffaloes. The Patriots with the last 5, 35-33. Reinertsen across the timeline to Fulmer. Nick with the basketball. Dishes now to Milks. Ryan Milks now will slow it up a little bit for the Buffaloes. Man-to-man Patriot defense. Milks now to Reinertsen. Riley Reinertsen to Newyear. Ryan Newyear for the Buffaloes between the rings. Left side to Garrett Stroh. 1:08 to go, third quarter, 35-33 Gibbon. Patriots have scored the last 5. Gibbon had a 7-point lead. Now Milks with the ball. Buffalo's slowing it up here. They may be milking this clock a little bit. Ball now to Newyear. Ryan with it. Patriots in the man-to-man. Stepping out now, Stroh getting the pass. Setting the screens inside of the Buffaloes. They're holding the basketball with 45 seconds to go. Now to Fulmer. Fulmer to Milks. Ryan Milks with the basketball. Bounce pass to Reinertsen. Protects the basketball. Pass inside to Stroh. Puts up a shot and good. Inside pass there to Stroh. He scores. So the patience pays off there for the Buffaloes, and they lead 37-33. Front court, it's Hunt to Fowler to Barrett for three on the wing. Going to be off there, no good. The rebound goes to the Buffaloes. Nick Fulmer with 18 seconds to go. To Reinertsen in the backcourt. The Buffaloes will slow it up. Front court, it's Reinertsen. Almost a foul call there, but not whistled. Reinertsen for three from the top of the key. He has 18 in the game, and it's back up to a seven-point Buffalo lead. Fowler into the front court. Barrett will launch from near the timeline for three. Off, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. The Gibbon Buffaloes have stormed into the lead by seven. They outscored the Patriots 19-7 in the third quarter. It's Gibbon 40, Adams Central 33. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Patriots Gym. Our fourth quarter about to start after three. The Gibbon Buffaloes outscoring Adams Central 19-7. In the third quarter, the Buffaloes come from five down at halftime. They're up by seven. They had a seven-point lead at 35-28. Adams Central scored five in a row, cut at 35-33. Buffalo scored the last five of the third quarter and lead 40-33. Eight in the quarter, 18 in the game for Riley Reinertsen. Makes a couple of long threes in that third quarter. Brady Barrett with seven, Christian Hodson with eight, Matt Brown with seven for Adams Central, with the inside game of the Patriots. Not there in the third quarter, and the Patriots do not shoot the ball well in that third quarter of play. They're down by seven, fourth quarter underway. Hunt inbounds to Fowler, Patriot basketball. Lathan Schmidt, Christian Haas, and Brady Barrett on the floor. It's Fowler against this zone defense of the Buffaloes. To Barrett for three in the corner. It's good. Brady Barrett with 10, trying to free up Barrett for some threes to cut into that lead, and it works that time as Barrett gets the 340-36 Buffaloes. Milks now to Fulmer. He will drive, almost travel, gives it back up to Ryan Milks. Milks now out to Luke Schuster, to Riley Reinertsen. Right side pass to Fulmer. On the right wing to Ryan Milks, to Schuster. In the corner, trying to save it from going out of bounds on the far side is Nick Fulmer. The errant pass, the turnover on the Buffaloes, and it's 40-36 still, and the Buffaloes turn it over to the Patriots. So a dandy going on here in round number two of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. 7-11 to go in the fourth quarter. Jake Fowler for three from the wing. Going to be off the iron. No good. Grab there on the rebound by Luke Schuster of Gibbon. Fouled in the backcourt by Adams Central's Brady Barrett. That's going to be two on Barrett. Second team foul on the Patriots. Only three on the Buffaloes. Into the game, Garrett Stroh, the freshman for Gibbon. Again, no seniors on this Gibbon basketball team. They are very young. Nick Fulmer will check out of the game as Stroh comes in. Ryan Bruna in for Adams Central. So it's Hunt and Bruna and Fowler and Barrett and Hodson, basically four guards, and there's a timeout, Paul Reinertsen, as the Buffaloes were trapped at the timeline. Timeout. Gibbon will take a timeout with 6:57 to go in period number four. It's Gibbon 40, Adams Central 36, back in 30 seconds.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriot Gym. Adams Central shooting only 31% from the floor for the ball game, 42% for Gibbon, but the Patriots only 23% in that third quarter, 1 out of 5 from three-point range, while the Buffaloes were 3 out of 4 in that third quarter. Buffaloes have the basketball, and it's stolen in the backcourt by Ryan Bruna. Steal Bruna, turnover Buffaloes. Front court to Hunt. Back to Barrett, top of the key for three. In the hole, Brady Barrett for three. He has 13, three threes this half. Patriots cut it to one, so Barrett and Reinertsen putting on a three-point shooting display in the second half. Front court, it's Milks for the Buffaloes. Pass going to be too strong and out of bounds. Patriots with the pressure defense force the turnover. Into the game, going to be Matt Brown for Adams Central, 6:23 to go. So Brown checks in for a little offense. The Patriots will take Gruna out. Gruna was in there playing some defense as the Patriots went to basically four guards. Now when they have the ball, Brown with the 6'3" frame will check in for Bruna. 40-39, Gibbons, 6:16 to go in period number four. To the free throw line to Brown, back out to Fowler. To Hunt, he'll take the three from the wing. It's in and out, no good. Rebound offensively, Matt Brown puts up the shot, no good, blocked away. Brown gets another offensive rebound, dribbles it out of there. Now to Hodgson. Hodgson back out between the rings on the pass to Adam Hunt. 5:52 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central trails given by 140-39. Jake Fowler to Hunt to Fowler. It's a one matchup zone for the Buffaloes. They're trying to play a 1-3-1. They match up and the ball goes to the wings. Reinertsen at the top of this zone. Fowler with it now to Hunt. Patriots showing the patience now to Fowler. To Barrett. Long three from the wing. This one's going to be off the iron. No good. Hits the wire above the basket, and that'll be out of bounds, and it'll be given basketball. 5:27 to go in period number four. Gibbon 40, Adams Central 39. So after making two in a row, a miss there on the three by Brady Barrett, but he has three threes this half, has 16 in the game. Gibbon basketball in the backcourt, saving it from going out of bounds is Luke Schuster. Gibbon almost throws it away again. Schuster in the backcourt goes down with the basketball, but it goes to Reinertsen, and there's another timeout. Coach Paul Reinertsen saves the possession for the Buffaloes, avoiding the 10-second call. We'll take a timeout with the score. Gibbon 40, Adams Central 39. Back in 30 seconds.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
1230 KHAS.
Well, we thought it was going to be a good basketball game. It certainly turned out to be. The Gibbon Buffaloes, who've won 9 out of their last 12. They were 0-5 to start the season, but they have sure matured this young team as this season moved along. They're 9-3 in their last 12. Of course, the Patriots have been excellent all season. They're 13-3 on the season. And Adams Central has won 8 out of their last 9. So two ball clubs playing very well, meeting here. Gibbon leads 40-39, 5:13 to go. Buffaloes basketball, and Garrett Stroh to play it in the backcourt for the Buffaloes, and does to Luke Schuster. Both these two teams know every possession very valuable now. And we'll see who makes the plays and rises to the occasion. Ryan Milks, front court for the Buffaloes. Pass now back out to Schuster. The Patriots trying to get some traps. Schuster with the basketball in the corner now to Milks. Milks goes down and he's fouled in the play, a blocking foul on the Patriots, only their third team foul. Only three fouls on each team this half. Matt Brown picks it up, that's his third. And the Buffaloes to play it in front of the Gibbon bench on the near sideline. 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. There's a pass tipped, a steal by Adam Hunt. Hunt will drive, shot short, no good. Matt Brown with the rebound. Back out to Barrett, he puts it up to the hoop, shot no good, but Brady Barrett fouled in the play as Barrett attacks the hoop. Hunt misses the shot after the steal. The rebound to Matt Brown. He dished into the lane to Brady Barrett. He powered his way to the hoop, was fouled on the play, and Barrett to the line to shoot two, trying to put the Patriots ahead. Barrett, the best free throw shooter for Adams Central, at 76%, and he misses the first. So Barrett misses the first, a 76% free throw shooter. He'll eye the second. 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Barrett's second free throw. It's rolling around and down. We're tied at 40 with 4:44 to go. So the Patriots come from 7 down and tie it here. Garrett Stroh out there with Reinertsen, Schuster, Milks, and Dakota Kenton in there. Patriots with pressure in the backcourt. Front court pass now to Stroh. Double team gets it into the front court to Kenton. Kenton out of Stroh. It's stolen out of there by Fowler. Another turnover on Gibbon. To Hunt. He will drive. Shoot. Missed the shot. The defense there by Reinertsen. Tipped it out of there to Schuster. Reinertsen affects that shot there. Schuster drives. Puts up a shot short of the blocking foul on Ryan Bruno of Adams Central. And Luke Schuster will go to the line to shoot two on the for the Buffalo. With 4:21 to go in period number four. 40-40 tie. Schuster to shoot two. He's one out of four from the free throw line. Luke is a 62% free throw shooter, only one out of four tonight. First free throw is up, and it is off there, no good. Checking in, Nick Fulmer, the junior for Gibbon. Out is Garrett Stroh. Christian Hodson in. Ryan Bruna out for Adams Central. 18 for Reinertsen. 17 for Brady Bear. Second free throw good by Luke Schuster. He has seven. And the Buffaloes back in the lead at 41-40. 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Fowler across the timeline for the Pacers. To the free throw line. Stops and pops from 13. Off the iron. No good. Rebound there by Ryan Milks. Milks down to Reinertsen. Reinertsen for the Buffaloes into the scoring zone. Goes to his left. Gets a screen. Right side to Milks. Will take the three from the wing. Going to be in the hole. Nothing but net. Ryan Milks for three. As the Patriots try to get two guys on Reinertsen. And Milks was open and buried the three. Jake Fowler with it for the Patriots. 44-40 Buffalo. Fowler top of the key to Hunt. Right side to Barrett. Long three from the wing. Going to be in and out. No good. Long rebound goes into the corner. Picked up there by Barrett. Lost control of the ball. And Schuster grabs it for Gibbon. And a foul on Brady Barrett in the backcourt. That's his third non-shooting situation. Ryan Bruna in. For Adams Central, 44-40 Buffaloes with 3:34 to go. Hodson in, out of the game, and Bruna in. Three fouls now on Barrett, 3:34 to go. The inbounded in the backcourt to Schuster. Schuster now to Ryan Milks, to Reinertsen. Try to double-team Reinertsen. Cross-court pass now to Schuster. Buffaloes with the lead by four, 3:22 to go. Tipped away, a steal there on the Patriots. Barrett comes out of there with it. He drives, shoots, shot short, but Barrett is fouled in the play, and he'll go to the line for two for Adams Central to try to cut into this Buffalo lead. Foul on Gibbon with 3:17 to go. Foul call on Ryan Milks. That'll be his first. Brady Barrett to the line. One out of two there tonight. He has 14 in the game. 14 for Barrett. Free throw up and in and out, no good. So Barrett, he shoots 76%, has made one out of three. They'll throw up the second. Patriots were two out of six. They're three out of nine from the line tonight. Second free throw by Barrett is good. One out of two there. 44-41. Buffaloes by three. Buffaloes in the backcourt. The Patriots' pressure defense been extended in this fourth quarter. They forced some turnovers. The basketball almost another steal. To the free throw line and a good travel on Nick Fulmer. The Buffaloes turn it over once again. That's six this quarter on Gibbon. Christian Hodson checks in for the Patriots. 3:05 to go. Again, the winner goes to the semifinals and is assured of playing two more times this week. For the loser, they're done for the week. They won't play till next week. Mark Brown out. Christian Hodson in for Adams Central. Teams want to continue playing this week, of course, in the tournament. And the season. They'll be done for the week till next week, the loser of this one. But everybody who wins tonight will play at least two more this week. Hunt, front court. Patriots down by three in the corner now to Lathan Schmidt, who's checked in. To Hunt. To Fowler. Inside the lane. Inside to Hodson. Shoots and scores. Christian Hodson breaks free. Nice assist there by Jake Fowler. 44-43. Patriots down by one. 2:35 to go. Front court to Reinertsen. And he crossed the timeline. He jumped across the timeline before he caught the ball, and they call that a backcourt violation. Seventh turnover on the Buffaloes this quarter. Stroh in and Fulmer out. So the momentum carried, the officials say, from the backcourt into the frontcourt before Reinertsen catches the ball. So that's a backcourt violation, and the Patriots get the ball down by one. Lathan Schmidt. On the left wing, inside to Hodson. Tipped away, the steal there by Reinertsen. Another knocked away by Schmidt. Pass into the front court. Is tipped to Schmidt. He lost control of it out of bounds, but it was tipped out of bounds by Riley Reinertsen. So the team's traded turnovers there. And the score is still 44-43 with 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Hunt to inbound for Adams Central. He does right underneath the Fowler all alone. The shot is no good, and the rebound to the Buffaloes. In the front court, it's Milks to the baseline. Tipped away and out of bounds off of Jake Fowler. So Fowler's shot altered there by Reinertsen underneath. Missed the shot. The Buffaloes got the basketball. Ryan Brun is going to check in for Adams Central. 2:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Ryan Bruna checks in. Matt Brown in for the Patriots. Christian Hodson goes out. Leighton Schmidt out. Given basketball near sideline. Ryan Milks to play it in. Just a very competitive, good high school basketball game. Inbounded, and they go into the backcourt. The stroll tipped away. Patriots try to get the steal. They try to force it. It is stolen by Bruna. Bruna will drive all the way. Put up the shot. Missed the shot underneath. They battle for it. The Patriots try to come out of there with it, as do the Buffaloes, and a foul going to be called as the scramble was on, and it's called on Ryan Milks of Gibbon. So the team's trading turnovers, a lot of pressure, a lot of hands flying. The basketball hard to grasp by either team. Lathan Schmidt in, Ryan Bruna out for Adams Central, 1:50 to go. Non-shooting foul situation, the foul there on Milks, that's his second. 6 on Gibbon, 5 on Adams Central. 44-43 Buffaloes with 1:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Hunt with the ball. Double team. Gives up his dribble. Timeout Adams Central. They get it with 1:41 to go. With the score, Gibbon 44, Adams Central 43. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Patriots Gym with 1 minute and 41 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Gibbon 44, Adams Central 43. During that timeout, Adam Hunt was on the floor with that looks like a cramp, but he's been helped to the bench, and they're getting some ice on it and try to get that cramp out of the ankle. As Hunt, the starting guard tonight, will have to sit for a little bit, and Matt Brown checks in. So Schmidt comes out for Adams Central. Lathan Schmidt, Christian Hodson, Matt Brown, three big fellas up front there. But Schmidt has hit a couple of threes tonight. Brady Barrett and Jake Fowler. Coming out, Luke Schuster, Dakota Kenton, Riley Reinertsen, Garrett Stroh, Ryan Milks for the Buffaloes. The Buffaloes lead by 1 minute, 41 seconds to go. Okay, and we're informed that Adams Central is out of timeouts in this game, the way it looks. So 1:36 to go. Front court, it's Fowler. Jake with the ball for the Patriots. Double team there. Fowler now to Barrett. Looks to pass into the corner to Fowler. Double teamed in the corner to the baseline. Fowler back out to Barrett with 1:18 to go. Adams Central basketball. They trail by one. Pass is going to be to Schmidt. He saves it into the backcourt. Barrett saves it into the front court. Nice pass underneath the Brown from Fowler. A great pass by Fowler to Matt Brown, and he scores. 45-44, 1 minute to go. Front court, it's Schuster. Schuster right side to Milk. Cross court to Reinertsen, left alone for three. In the hole, Riley Reinertsen. First points of the quarter. Heywood buries the three, as 21. And a push as the Patriots get into the front court. Matt Brown fouled there by the Buffaloes. And it should be a 1-1 the way it looks. Matt Brown will go to the line for Adams Central, 1-1. Gibbon 47, Adams Central 45. Matt Brown to the free throw line. Brown, a 44% free throw shooter. He is 1 out of 2 tonight. Bruna in for Adams Central. Adam Hunt over that cramp, he's back in. 47-45 Gibbon. Matt Brown, 1-1 for the Patriots. 45 seconds to go. Free throw up. In and out, no good. Given by two, they get the rebound. It's Reinertsen. Patriots have a foul to give here with 40 seconds to go. Reinertsen in the backcourt to Milks. Milks is fouled in the backcourt by the Patriots. They called it on Brady Barrett, and that should be four on Barrett. So Barrett has to be careful here with 35 seconds to go. That's four on Brady Barrett. Patriots down by 247-45 Buffaloes. Milks will inbound in the backcourt right in front of the Patriot bench. They get it in the backcourt to Reinertsen. Reinertsen for the Buffaloes. Dribbles it across the timeline into the scoring zone. This double team there gives up the ball on the timeout call by Paul Reinertsen as the Patriots double teamed Roddy Reinertsen. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with 26.7 seconds to go. And wait a minute before we have a timeout. A timeout call, but a foul called before the timeout. So Roddy Reinertsen, we'll keep it here. Reinertsen's going to go to the line to shoot a 1-1. A foul called on the Patriots' Adam Hunt before that timeout. With 26 seconds to go, Bruna out, Hodson in for the Patriots, Schmidt in, and Matt Brown out for Adam Sindel. So Riley Reinertsen, who's a 76% free throw shooter, will have a 1-1. First throw of the night from the line, 21 for Reinertsen, 47-45 Gibbon. Reinertsen can make this a two-possession game. Up and good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. He has 22, 48-45 Buffaloes. Reinertsen earns the bonus. He has scored 22 points for the Buffalo. Second free throw up. Going to roll around and off. No good. So it's a one-possession game. 48-45. 22 seconds to play. Front court, it's Fowler to Barrett. Long three from between the rings. It's going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound to Stroh, and he's fouled in the backcourt. And Garrett Stroh will go to the line for the 1-1 for the Buffaloes with 15 seconds to go. And if that's on Brady Barrett, that'll be his fifth. He'll be done. We'll see who the foul's called on. 15 seconds to play. No, it's not called on Barrett. It's called on Leighton Schmidt. Garrett Stroh to the line for the 1-1 bonus. Stroh is a 67% free throw shooter. Three-point Gibbon lead, 48-45. 15 seconds to play. First free throw up. It's good. Stroh earns the bonus, 49-45. A big three by Reinertsen. And now a free throw by Reinertsen, and now a free throw by Garrett Stroh. 15 seconds to go. Stroh has earned the bonus. 49-45. Second free throw with the left hand by Garrett. It's going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound to Schmidt. It's a four-point game. 12 seconds to go. Hunt into the front court. The top of the key to Fowler for three. Off there. No good with 6 seconds to go. Hunt runs it down. Saves it to Hodson. His shot up, no good. Bounced around. The Gibbon Buffaloes are going to win the game, and they do by the score of 49-45. The Gibbon Buffaloes score the last 5 points of the game and defeat the Adams Central Patriots in round two of the Lou Platte Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. The Buffaloes, five down at halftime, win it by four, 49-45. The Buffaloes on to the semifinals on Friday, and the Patriots will be off the week before they take on St. Cecilia next week. A whale of a game here at Patriot Gym, and Gibbon wins it. The final score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 49, the Adams Central Patriots 45. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. Second round Loop Platte Conference Boys High School basketball action for you tonight. And the Gibbon Buffaloes have come to Patriot Gym and defeated the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 49-45 in a whale of a high school basketball game here this evening. The Buffaloes advance to the semifinals of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament this coming Friday night over in St. Paul. And the Adams Central Patriots now will be off the rest of this week. They will next play St. Cecilia on this floor next Tuesday night. So a tough one for the Patriots to take, but a thrilling victory for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And they assure themselves of two more games this week, and they got the shot at the conference championship later this week. They'll be in the semifinals on Friday night. This game pretty close all the way. Gibbon had a 6-2 lead in the first quarter. That was their biggest lead of the first half of play. Adams Central came back to take a 16-11 lead after one. The Patriots got the lead up to 9, 20-11 as they scored the first four of the second quarter, led 20-11. That was the biggest lead of the night for Adams Central at 9. The Buffaloes came back and outscored the Patriots 7-1 at that point, made it 21-18 Adams Central. The Patriots then outscored the Buffaloes 5-3 in the final part of the first half, and Adams Central led 26-21 after the third quarter. But the Buffaloes come out and outscored Adams Central 19-7 in the third quarter of the play. The Patriots do not shoot the ball well in the third quarter of the game. They fell behind in the game 35-28. Adams Central then made it 35-33. The Buffaloes got the last five of the third quarter, led 40-33 after three. It was 40-39 as Adams Central scored the first six of the fourth quarter. We were tied at 40 with 4:40 to go. The Buffaloes got the next four, led 44-40. Patriots scored the next five. They led 45-44. But then at that point, that was the last points of the game for the Patriots when they led 45-44. They do not score again in the basketball game. The last five by the Buffaloes. Riley Reinertsen hit a three-point field goal that put the Buffaloes ahead 47-45 as Reinertsen hit that with 49 seconds to go. And the Buffaloes also got free throws, one each from Luke Schuster and Garrett Stroh, as the Patriots tried to cut into that a deficit with threes when they got behind by three at 48-45. The Patriots could not hit those threes in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots see a couple free throws then by Schuster and Milks after the three-pointer by Reinertsen with 49 seconds to go, and the Buffaloes score the last five, and they win the ball game 49-45 over Adams Central. And the real deal, he is Riley Reinertsen. He had 22 in the game to lead the Buffaloes. Five in the first, five in the second, eight in the third, and four in the fourth. 22 for Reinertsen, nine for Ryan Milks, seven for Luke Schuster, five for Garrett Stroh, four for Nick Fulmer, and a field goal for T.J. Hilker. Excuse me, two free throws for T.J. Hilker of the Gibbon Buffaloes. We have the Buffaloes 8 out of 15 from the free throw line, but they get a couple of big ones down the stretch from Luke Schuster and from Garrett Stroh in that final seconds of the game. Schuster had one and Stroh one. 15 for Brady Barrett to lead the Patriots tonight, 10 for Christian Hodson, 9 for Matt Brown, 6 for Lathan Schmidt, 3 for Jake Fowler, 2 for Mark Brown in the contest. The Patriots, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. So Adams Central does not shoot the ball well from the free throw line or from the field in this game. And they are outscored 28-19 in the second half and fall here to the Gibbon Buffaloes 49-45. So that'll do it for the play-by-play, but we got a lot more to come here at Patriots Gym. Our player of the game, we'll name the Patriots a player of the game, and maybe we'll just name one for the Gibbon Buffaloes here tonight too in our broadcast. And we'll have after that the coach's post-game show, nothing but net. We hope to hear from Adams Central coach Zach Foster. We'll have some statistics for you on this basketball game also as we move into the player of the game and the coach's post-game show. Well, that's it for the play-by-play. The final score here tonight, the Gibbon Buffaloes come to town and beat the Adams Central Patriots by the score of 49-45. We'll tell you that in the girls' second-round game at Ravenna tonight, the Adams Central girls lose to Ravenna. Ravenna 49, Adams Central 31 in the girls' second-round game, and the Patriots go 1-1 in the tournament, and they are out of the Luplatte Conference tournament girls' side of things, and they will be off until they play St. Cecilia next Tuesday on this floor. And so other basketball finals, city teams tonight, Hastings High's hosting Kearney tonight. Kearney won the girls' game, the Kearney Bearcats, Lady Bearcats 34, Hastings High 23. And at halftime of the boys' game, it was Kearney, the Bearcats 28, Hastings High 27 at halftime. So Goodwin going there. Those games are now on the breeze, KLIQFM 94.5. Again, the final score here tonight in this Luplatte Conference boys' second-round game, the Gibbon Buffaloes 49, the Adams Central Patriots 45. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next here on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriots Gym. This is the Player of the Game program. After Gibbon defeats Adams Central 49-45 in the second round of this Luplatte Conference boys basketball tournament. In this game tonight, Riley Reinerson with 22 to lead Gibbon, only player in double figures, but he is the real deal. Hits the three that put the Buffaloes up 47-45 with 49 seconds to go. Adams Central led tonight by Brady Barrett. He had 15. Christian Hodson with 10, Matt Brown with 9, as the Patriots drop it here, 49-45. All those candidates, and we might name a candidate from Gibbon for his performance tonight. We will see. We'll name our player or maybe players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
And welcome back to Patriots Gym. Okay, we're going to name our players of the game. We're going to name for the Patriots tonight, Brady Barrett. He had 15. He had some big threes in that second half of play, and he tried to bring the Patriots back after they fell behind, but the Adams Central could not score after they fell behind 47-45 as the Buffaloes scored the last five of the game. But Brady Barrett with 15 will be our player of the game for Adams Central. Three threes on the night for Brady Barrett, the offensive leader tonight, with 15 for the Patriots, and we're going to give a player of the game certificate. We'll send one over there to Riley Reinerson at Gibbon. 22 points on the night, 13 rebounds, according to main stat man Gene Shaw here tonight, and Riley had some assists in there, too. He had a handful of assists in the basketball game, too, and was one out of two from the free throw line. He had 5 points in the first quarter, second in the second, eight in the third, another four in the fourth, including the three-pointer that put Gibbon ahead with 49 seconds to go. And they get a couple of free throws late and win at 49-45. So Brady Barrett of Adams Central, Riley Reinerson of Gibbon are players of the game in the Gibbon defeat over Adams Central. The Buffaloes win at 49-45. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Welcome back to Adams Central Patriot Gym. Gibbon defeats Adams Central 49-45 in boys high school basketball. This was a second-round game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We hope to hear from Zach Foster, the Adams Central Patriot coach. Coach Foster still in the dressing room with his players. A tough one for Adams Central, but a great win for the Gibbon Buffaloes in this contest. And I know other way around it. They've won their way into the semifinals, and they are now 10-3 since starting the season, 0-5, playing with a lot of confidence. Adams Central's won 8 out of their last 9. They've had a tremendous year so far, but it was the Gibbon Buffaloes' night here tonight. We have some final stats we're going to give to you in just a little bit. The main stat here, Adams Central shooting only 30% from the floor and 24% from three-point range. The Buffaloes, 46% from the field here tonight. And Zach Foster joins us, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, thanks for coming up. Tough coming up here after the four-point loss, but we sure appreciate it. And I guess maybe the tail of the tape here, and I'm going to go by master statistician Gene Shaw, that Buffalo shoot 46%, Patriots 30, and three-point range 24%, 64% from three-point range for the Buffalo. Just a not a good shooting night for your ball club.
No. You got to give Gibbon credit. And, we talked about this in the pregame and everything, that they're on a roll. They have a lot of confidence right now. And they played like it. They played like a team who's won 10 of their last 13 games. In their zone, when they play their zone the way they do it, you have opportunities, hit shots. But, stepping up when you know you're open is another thing, and that's why that defense works. And, we had guys that have made shots all year that just at key times the ball didn't go in. I don't know how many layups we missed in the fourth quarter when it was tight, but it felt like there was about 5 or 6 that we missed that you just have to make. There's a couple free throws we didn't make, and again, the name of the game, putting the ball in the basket, and we didn't do that enough.
Yeah, the Patriots under 50% from the free throw line also tonight, but your defense gets you back in the ball game, a pretty close ball game in that fourth quarter, get the thing tied, and then get ahead in the game 45-44. So pressure defense really did work for the Patriots, getting yourself back in the game, and if some of those shots would have gone down, you would have been on the winning end of things, but the Buffaloes were able to hit their shots and hit their last couple free throws.
Yeah, it's very simple. This is what you said, that we had many opportunities. Our defense got us back in the game. I was proud of our kids' effort. We had a lot of kids kind of hanging their heads in the locker room. We were talking about some of the layups we missed, and Ryan Bruna, bless his heart, he hung his head because he missed one. And I said, Ryan Bruna, if you don't make 2 or 3 of those plays, we don't get back in the game. And so nobody needs to hang their head. We just have to understand that you just can't miss shots like that in a game like this. You can't shoot below 50% from the free throw line. And you got to give credit to them, too, because I don't know if it was the next possession, but I think the possession after we took the lead, Riley hits one from about 30 with Matt Brown in his face, and Matt Brown's not my height. And he's 6'3", and he was completely extended. And, that's why he's one of the best players in the state.
All you can do is tip your hat a situation like that. The good players came to the front here tonight, really, for both teams. And Reinerson hits that three and then a couple free throws down the stretch as the Patriots try to get back in it with the three-point shooting late, but they would not fall. Concerted effort, and you did a good job inside, but they kind of took that away from you in the second half. I guess the Buffaloes made some adjustments. What about that switch over at halftime? They outscore you 19-7, but they made a concerted effort to keep that ball out of the inside.
Well, we were disappointed that, at halftime, we said Christian Hodson was 4 for 5 from the floor. We're like, he needs to touch the basketball. And I was very disappointed that with 5:20 to go in the third quarter, we went 2.5 minutes basically, and he had not touched the ball by my account, unless I forgot something. So I was disappointed in that because I thought our guys, it was kind of fool's gold. They were playing, trying to bait us into taking quick shots on the outside, and we did it. And there was times where Christian still was open and we didn't give him the ball. And we just have to understand that he doesn't have to shoot it, but if the ball goes to him and he gets more touches, it's going to make more openings for everybody else. And we still had guys that were open, we felt, inside. And, you know, their defense is good. The 1-3-1 is tough, and they're there, but you have to see through the forest to see the guys, see the trees behind it, you know. And you give credit to them. I mean, we still think we're a good ball team, but they're just better than us tonight.
4-point game. Overall, throughout the evening, your defense was pretty good, don't you think, Coach? I mean, it was pretty good. You did everything you could to try to keep the open looks, but if Reinerson didn't have an open look, he would find somebody who did. But overall, your defense kind of worked their tail off tonight.
Oh, I thought we worked hard for the most part. You look back on it, and you just – it's frustrating because you talk about scouting reports and how to execute, and we've already played them once. And anytime there's going to be a ball screen with Reinerson, we were supposed to trap it. And he hit 2 threes, one in the end of the first half or first quarter, and one late where we didn't even present on the screen. And that's basically a layup for a player like him. And you look at that type of game, and there's just so many ways you could look at it and feel like you kind of let something get away. Overall, I thought our defense was good. We just had too many mental breakdowns, too many missed easy shots. We always talk about the three ball, but games are decided on the free throw line and layups. Layups and free throws decide games offensively. And we missed too many layups, and we missed too many free throws. And we didn't communicate a couple times against a great player, and that's the anatomy of how you get beat.
And there was 49-45 Buffaloes. Now, on the flip side for the Patriots is they don't play anymore this week now. St. Cecilia will be here next to Tuesday, and you have a three-game week next week. You wanted a three-game week this week, so you'll have to start getting ready for St. Cecilia, I guess, tomorrow, Coach. But you don't want the flow of the season to be stop with a week off from actual playing, but that's the way it's going to be, though, this week.
Yeah, and we talked about it with the kids that, you know, these next 3 days of practice better be the best practices of our season.
Yeah.
If they are the kids that we think they are, and this means as much to them as we know it does to them, then our leaders got to be leaders, and we got to show up, and we can't have any pity parties tomorrow. We got to show up because, like you said, I guarantee you St. Cecilia is not going to show up next week and feel sorry for us because we lost tonight.
No.
We got to get better the next couple days.
All right, Coach. Well, that'll be next Tuesday, and a tough one tonight for the Patriots. And sure, the guys will be ready to go for you in practice tomorrow. We'll see what happens next week. And thanks for stopping by. Really
all right. Thank you.
Zach Foster, basketball coach for the boys of Adams Central after the Patriots dropped this one tonight to the Gibbon Buffaloes 49 to 45 given winning. We'll take our break and run down those final stats for you after this 30-second timeout.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Gibbon Buffaloes win at 49-45. Now the final stats as we have them from master statistician Gene Shaw. On the evening, Adams Central only shoots 30% from the field, 17 out of 57. The Patriots, 5 out of 21 from three-point range, that's 24%. The Buffaloes shoot 46% from the floor, 16 out of 35. But look at this, 7 out of 11 from three-point range for the Buffaloes, 64%. Overall, they shoot 46% from the floor. The rebounds, Adams Central 35, Gibbon 30, so the Patriots and the Buffaloes battled. Adams Central with 5 more rebounds than the Buffaloes. 13 turnovers on Adams Central, 15 on the Buffaloes. 7 steals for the Patriots, 6 for the Buffaloes on the evening, and the Buffaloes 8 out of 15 from the free throw line for 53%. Adams Central made, as I have it, only 4 free throws and missed 7, 4 out of 11 from the free throw line. Adams Central had a 9-point lead at 20-11. Patriots led by 5 at halftime, but a big third quarter for the Buffaloes. They outscored the Patriots 19-7 in that third quarter of play and went on to win it by the score of 49-45. Riley Reinerson hits a 3-point field goal with 49 seconds to go to give the Buffaloes a 47-45 lead. And then Adams Central would not score after having that 45-44 lead. Reinerson with a 3-pointer with 49 seconds to go. And one free throw each from Luke Schuster and Garrett Stroh by the Buffaloes. They scored the final 5 and won it 49-45. Riley Reinerson, 22 points, 13 rebounds to lead the Buffaloes. Brady Barrett with 15 points and 10 points for Christian Hodson, 9 for Matt Brown for Adams Central in this game. So the Adams Central Patriots dropped to 13-4 on the year, and the Patriots are off now until next Tuesday, so no more play in this Lou Platt Conference Tournament for Adams Central. They are off until next Tuesday when St. Cecilia will come to Patriots Gym. Then next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, on February 9th, Ravenna will be here. And then on Saturday up at the Heartland Hoops Event Classic, Adams Central will play Pierce. So they have a whale of a three-game week next week. St. Cecilia, Ravenna, and Pierce next week, but the Patriots off until next Tuesday. The Gibbon Buffaloes are now 10-8 on the year and 10-3 again since starting the season 0-5. Fourth win in a row for the Buffaloes. They're now 10-8, and they'll be playing in the semifinals of the Lee Platte Conference Tournament this Friday night at 8 o'clock at St. Paul. They'll play the winner of tonight's Kearney Catholic and Loup City game. That game should be going on right now. In the other half of the bracket, Ravenna and Wood River playing tonight, Donovan Trumbull and St. Paul. But the Gibbon Buffaloes into the semifinals on Friday night at 8 o'clock in St. Paul. The girls' side of things tonight, the Adams Central girls lost in the second round to Ravenna, 49-31. So the Lady Patriots go 1-1 in the tournament. They drop it tonight in Ravenna, 49-31. Ravenna into the girls' semifinals on Thursday night. The girls' semifinals are Thursday. The boys' semifinals are Friday. The championship and consolation games are Saturday. All of that, semifinals and finals and consolation games, all in St. Paul, and you can hear all of those games. All the semifinals, four championship games, two consolation games, two championship games, all the rest of this tournament on KKPR, that's Classic Hits 98.9. Join Doug Duda for Lee Platte Conference basketball the rest of this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from St. Paul. Gibbon Buffaloes win it here tonight, 49-45 over the Adams Central Patriots. Other city action tonight in girls' play, the Kearney Bearcats beat Hastings High 34-23. And at halftime of the boys' game, Kearney leading Hastings High 28-27. College basketball coming your way here on 1230 KHAS Radio tomorrow night as the Hastings College Broncos are hitting the road. They go to Midland University. Not Midland Lutheran, Midland University. They are Midland University now. Hastings College at Midland University tomorrow. Women and men's doubleheader. The women at 6, the men at 8. You can hear it right here on 1230 KHS. 5:45, the pregame showtime tomorrow afternoon. So real good second-round boys high school basketball game here tonight at Patriot Gym. And the homestanding Patriots come up short to the visiting Gibbon Buffaloes. The Buffaloes win it by the score of 49-45. The Patriots fall to 13-4, and the Gibbon Buffaloes go to 10-8 on the year. Well, that will do it here from the Patriots Gym. For our statistician Gene Shaw, producer-engineer John Dibbern, I'm Blaine Bulis. Again, the final score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 49, the Adams Central Patriots 45. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.